This episode is brought to you by Harry's. Claim your trial offer at harrys.com/cag.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 579. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by the man who reads the ads now, Wombat.
I did read the ad. My wife gave me the thumbs up after, so I must have done a good job.
She's watching you while you read your ads?
She's in the room because she's working on a craft. So she's quietly sitting and gluing and admiring her handsome husband.
Craft, eh?
Yes, craft. It's a Girl Scout thing.
Ah. Just checking.
Yeah. That she's doing?
Well, she's the troop leader, so she does the crafts.
She's got to practice the craft, so when she shows the girls know what to do.
See? Someone's smart in the room.
I get it. I'm also a Girl Scout leader.
See? Shipwreck, are you? Shipwreck's here.
I am not.
I'm very disappointed.
No, I have very little scouting experience at all.
Neither do I. I was never a scout of any way, shape, or form.
I got invited to some things. It was weird.
Why was it weird?
I was not into the scouting things, I think is what it was.
The uniform about. Is a lot. It's a lot of uniform.
I could see you camping. I could see.
Yeah,
that
that's what it was.
Thing.
Like I went on like a camping excursion, and we
was
did some like
touching?
square dancing in a barn.
Yeah, that seems weird.
Yeah,
that seems a little inappropriate.
Square dancing in a barn.
Yeah. Yep.
Some people just don't like square dancing in a barn, and Shipwreck is one of them.
Yeah,
I'm also one of them. I think.
I think all three of us are.
When's the last time you've been square dancing? Maybe we'd like it now.
I did it in elementary school. I remember doing it then.
Sure.
Alaman left, Alaman light, right, bow to your partner.
Yeah.
Dotsy do.
I don't remember liking that.
I just why I remember that is it shows how scarring it was, to be perfectly honest. Is that Bring Her Home? Isn't that one of them too?
It sounds like somebody could be saying
sounds plausible.
Sounds like you should be doing the do-si-do while that
slide to the left.
Now
slide to
bring
the right.
Her home.
Yes, crisscross. Yeah, I went camping in a hotel this weekend.
How was that? Where'd you go?
Wait, is this all part of the big 40th birthday celebration?
No, not
it's unrelated.
It was kind of unrelated, yeah. It was just a weekend vacation.
It's more exciting if you say that it's part of a big celebration.
Yes.
Good.
I subscribe to the Wombat week of birthday.
First of all, I'm not the only person in the world who does that. But on the other hand, I'm perfectly okay with it being deemed a thing that's named after me. So go
totally,
on with your tale.
Totally unnecessary.
Go on with your Wombat birthday week tales.
So yeah, we went to Great Wolf Lodge, which I mentioned last week. And
yes.
So you guys have never been to Great Wolf Lodge, or you have, Wombat? I forget.
No, I've been to places like it. I've been to the, you know, the Rocking Horse Ranch.
He's been to the Okay Wolf Lodge.
No, I've been. Trust me, the Rocking Horse Ranch is just as expensive, or more so than Great Wolf, because I did the research on both.
I've heard of it.
Same price. Yeah,
sounds expensive. So, that's the one that I've seen advertised on the side of buses. I think no
Rocking Horse, probably maybe.
Wow. Is that a good sign or a bad sign?
I thought it was a great place.
Okay,
so you know, whatever. We had fun, and I'm sure Shipwreck had fun at Great Wolf because he's talking about his trip, not you making fun of mine. So.
Oh, why can't we do both?
Right.
There's plenty of time.
This is an old El Paso commercial.
So these are pretty big hotels, like as far as like size-wise. So we get there and we're checking in. It took us a long, way longer than it should have to check in because everybody got there at check-in basically because everybody wants to use the water park that immediately.
Makes sense.
So we did like the online check-in, but to do that, you still have to wait in a really long line to check in anyways.
Ooh.
So like I was like wrestling with the kids while Gretchen was in line waiting to do the check-in. And so they did like Zumba with the kids for like a half hour that happened to be going on in the lobby. So like they did an entire like Zumba class while we were checking in.
That's too long.
Right. That's too long. We should not get through a whole Zumba class in that time. And then we got our room and it was at the end of like the last room at the end of this hallway. And this hallway, it's just one straight long hallway.
The picture was pretty amazing that you shared and, with us.
Yeah.
It like The Shining.
It literally took us like, I don't know, over 5 minutes to walk from the lobby to our room.
It's weird that hallway. It's straight.
Well, it's because it's so huge and it's only probably like 3 floors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they want to fit in as many people as they can, but probably due to whatever height restrictions right. and whatever, they only have the 3 floors. So they just make it real wide. Yeah,
it was like a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's basically like a cruise. And there was one bend in the, like before you turn the corner and see that real long hallway. So you walk a little bit and then turn the corner. And then that's where you've seen the picture that I sent you guys.
Right. And then you go,
you're right. And it's like,
you said, I hope we're not at the end of that. And then you're
right.
Were.
It's like, we're at room like 2060. And then I look at our room number. It's like 2002. Ah, crap.
They should give you roller skates.
Right. It was, so there was quite a bit of exercise going back and forth between the water park to our room. And then I got to sleep in a bunk bed. It's been a while since I did that.
What, you slept in the bunk bed?
So there's...
Because I know the room, it's like supposed to be like one queen or king size bed and the bunk bed.
Yeah, it's a queen size bed. And then in the separate like little area, they've made like the wolf den. And it's all like themed and it's like painted up with wildlife creatures.
From those not from the Midwest, he's saying wolf.
yes, wolf. So there's a bunk bed inside there, and we started off the night with Emmeline in the top bunk and Dashiell in the bottom bunk, which he's used to sleeping in a crib still. So getting him to stay down there with Emmeline in the same room was not working out. So it ended up with Emmeline sleeping in the queen with Gretchen.
Oh, boys and girls.
Yeah, and me sleeping in the top bunk of this bunk bed.
Awesome.
Yes.
Did your pillow keep falling off?
No. Oh. I grew up in a bunk bed, so I
painful.
Was familiar with not falling off the side of it.
Right.
Sounds like fun. Mm-hmm.
So do you recommend, how's the water slide? How's the water slide?
Yeah, how's the water slide?
The water park's great there.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Yeah,
right?
It's fantastic. We did all of the stuff. They have an arcade, so we did the arcade
ping
stuff.
Ping pong? They had ping pong?
They had putt-putt golf. Ping pong. I don't think they had ping pong.
Rocking Horse Ranch has really nice ping pong tables.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that might sway you that way then.
Mm.
They have like a whole pavilion where it's where they have the ping pong tables.
You can go on TripAdvisor, and when you're looking in certain areas, like, you know, if that you're thinking of staying, you can just type in ping pong, and then you can really see where all the action is.
I'm going to a place on Monday. I'll let you know if they have.
I could just go on TripAdvisor right now and tell
That's
you.
True. Okay.
I'm not
going to
do that.
I don't know if I want everyone to know where I'm going though.
No, so. I don't want. I didn't really want to pursue that. I'm just saying I could do that. It's
beautiful
possible.
Mount Airy Lodge.
It's good choice. I hear it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I don't like to pack much, and all I have to bring is my love of everything. So,
right. Oh, let me tell you. Let me tell you. Can I give you a follow up on the story? It's not really a story, but remember I was texting you about something while I was on the train, Wombat.
Yes.
I'll give you a follow up. Maybe we can figure this out together.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to tell you it's not even a great story, but I just kind of I'm curious now. Maybe somebody could figure it out. Or maybe it'll get back to the guy and we can get together and play ping pong. So I was on the train coming home from playing ping pong. And I'm eating my Subway sandwich. I'm face fucking a Subway sandwich on the train. And you know, Wombat, there's like a cutout of the seat in front of you.
Yeah.
And you can look through the cutout. And if one person's sitting on the aisle and you're sitting on the window, you can sort of see what's like going on in their lap. Like if they have
there's a guy who's always in the seat in front of me in the mornings.
Uh-huh.
And he's got to be, I don't know, probably in his late 50s, early 60s. And he's always on Tinder.
Right. Okay, good.
And I'm fascinated by older man Tinder.
Right. Okay, so check this out. This is perfect. So I'm looking and I see on the screen, I'm eating my sandwich, minding my own business.
Older man is like 4 years older than Cheapy.
Ouch.
Whoa. Hey, you're right behind me, man.
Oh, no, I know that. I was just doing the math of what Wombat was saying was old man.
I said late 50s, early 60s.
Oh, okay. I heard 50s. I was
late 50s, late 50s, late 50s, early 60s.
Okay.
So
continue.
Right. So I see there's a laptop open and there's a full screen thing. And it says, it was like, I could see like it looked like it was like video game related sort of. And it said, meet Christopher, trendy fanboy. And there was a price on the page also. Like I didn't really see what it was. I didn't get a good look. But it caught my attention because I saw it was like, it looked weird. It looked like Tinder somehow, like, but on a computer, because it was just like a big picture of a guy and like a little description and a dollar amount. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And then
sounds like something for either someone who works at an advertising agency.
Right.
Or someone who's pitching something to someone at an advertising agency saying, these are the demos that we're trying to reach.
Right.
And these are the dollars that, you know, that you're going to try to recoup from that demo.
Got it. So I look at it and I think it's some sort of dating thing. It looks weird, and I've never seen anything like it. And I couldn't see the person. I just saw the top of their head, and I just thought it was an older woman. So I'm like, this is weird. And I started Googling the things on the page because I thought I was looking at a website. And then eventually I saw that it wasn't a website. It was a PowerPoint presentation. And as the person was going through it, it was like it was video game related. They were talking about how much money is being made with streaming and stuff like that. So I'm like, oh, that's pretty interesting. And but I couldn't tell really what was going on. And, you know, so I start texting Wombat. I'm like, oh, this is weird. Like, should I talk to the guy? What should I do? And what did you tell me to do? You told me to talk to him?
I told you to take a picture.
You did?
You guys are the creepiest creepers.
No, I wasn't going to
take a picture of the screen so I can.
No, I wasn't going to do that. That's not. I couldn't even really see what was on the screen. I just knew that it was video game related, and I.
You said it was too late.
What's that?
You said it was too late.
Oh, he closed it. He closed it, and then I was like, oh, I should I talk to the guy? And Wombat's like, yeah.
And I said yes.
Right. So then I look over, and it looks like he's sleeping. It's not a woman, by the way. It's a guy. It's a
and
young,
then I said you should shake
guy.
Him.
I should shake him and wake him up. Like, I don't know. That sounds weird. So obviously
that's
normal. I didn't wake the person up, but then as they were getting off the train, they were talking to some people. He was talking to, I guess, some people that he works with that he met while he was about to get off. And he has a newborn child. And that 15 minutes that he slept on the train sounded like the most that he slept in a very long time. So it didn't look like an ad thing though, Wombat.
Like, it sounds like it was something for
$40 though. Like, what would $40 mean? It definitely said $40.
It could be a CPM,
right? I guess,
and which would be a pretty high CPM.
It looked like a dating thing. That was the weird part, but it was definitely video games.
If they're trying to monetize, you know, a gaming demographic, what the CPM they can offer to monetize that demographic. It could be a programmatic thing.
Right.
It could have been a, you know, an audience targeting thing. Right. There are lots of things in my industry that, that everything you said would make sense for.
Right. Yeah, I didn't want to be too nosy, so I didn't really look too
Nor closely. Should you be.
Yeah, and the only reason I even saw it
It doesn't sound
place.
Like you wanted to be nosy at all.
Well, I just wanted to, I like to talk to people about video games, so if he was in, if he was, you know, in the video game business, I would, I don't know, talk to him about Apex Legends or something. But instead he fell asleep.
All right.
We may never know. We may never meet. But he lives in my town, I guess, or works in my town. I don't know. I didn't follow him home. I could have followed him home if I wanted to.
Creeper.
So I'm just to prove I'm not a creeper.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't even have seen the screen if I wasn't leaning forward to eat that sandwich.
What was the sandwich? Wait, let's see if I can guess. Yeah. Was it?
I get the same thing every time, and I pretty much exactly the same thing every time.
Exactly the same thing every time. Yeah. I'm going to say you got a turkey and cheese.
Ugh.
No. It was a, but I don't see you as a meatball man.
Ugh.
Yeah, see? No one gets,
it's
never
all,
gets
ugh.
The tuna.
It's all pretty ugh, but I get,
I know,
you're
that's
not gonna,
I'm like,
you're not gonna
I'm
guess.
Trying to think what the most mild thing
no,
I have
don't
is.
Guess. That's you're in the wrong direction.
Oh, then what is it?
Italian BMT.
Oh, the that's... Italian bowel movement. Yeah. Differential.
That's my choice if... I must choose Subway.
I know. I don't want to. I didn't want to have to eat a sandwich on the train. It's not the way I like to do my lunch. But
I like
I don't have enough time sometimes.
Cheese. Turkey with Swiss with cucumbers and spinach. That's how I roll.
Right. I don't really want to think about that sandwich again.
No.
I had to though.
Subway's not one of our sponsors, right?
No. No. I just need, you know, I played 2 hours of ping pong and I didn't have lunch. So, and it's almost 3 o'clock. I need to have sex with a sandwich.
Huh.
Orally. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
How's
I
the
bet
dog
you I could,
coming?
What's that?
How's the dog?
Oh, yeah, dog. We need a dog update. Oh, that's here. That's, there's a lot of
show feedback.
Yeah, there's a lot of feedback about this.
Yeah, I'm going to read these both in a row. The first is from Daniel Nielsen, who had to say, that whole Greyhound ordeal sounds like a nightmare. I'm pretty sure that lady might have been a vampire. Now that you invited her inside your home, she will bring her master for the next visit.
That's what
you
it sounded stock, like.
You better stock up on garlic and get your local priest to bless some damn water. And Ashes of Wake had to say, this fucking Greyhound situation. Last week was just a what the fuck is going on. This week I almost died from lack of oxygen laughing. Please tell me this is really a thing that's happening, because I never want this Greyhound adventure to end. Mm. It's really a thing that's happening.
It's going to end at some point, one way or another.
At some point, she came back to my house on Sunday with the head of the Greyhound organization.
Uh-huh. Was he good? Was he shady? Like I said,
she was not shady. She was a little calmer, a little more normal, actually. I mean, and I think I said this to you, between the two of them they have 18 greyhounds.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of dogs for two people to have.
Right. That's a lot of poop that they're generating that one person is taking care of.
Yeah. And she brought her one of her dogs, which was a long-haired greyhound, which I had never seen before, and it was kind of weird looking.
Did you tell her that?
I did not.
I don't want one of these. Whatever this is.
Yeah, whatever this is, don't. Yeah, I'm not taking it. They did tell us, though, that if we get a bed, that we have to get like a custom handmade dog bed for $80.
Uh-huh.
$80? Okay, that's whatever. That's not much. How much does a dog bed cost normally that's not custom made?
You can get a dog bed at Five Below.
Oh. I hope you love your dog more than that.
I could get a dog bed at Five Below.
So what else do you have to buy?
A crate. They keep asking us if we have a crate. I'm like, why would I have a crate if I don't have the dog?
For the kids.
And that came up again. So did you get the crate yet? I'm like, for what? What kind of creepy human being keeps a crate in their basement without a dog?
I've got a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, you have a reason. You don't like your children.
Right. They come in handy a lot.
I bet. But yeah, we, I'm like,
so you're getting the dog? What's happening?
I have the fence guy coming on Saturday. They won't give us a dog until we do the fence.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So I have the fence guy coming on Saturday, which I want to do anyway. It has, really does. The dog is consequential. But I'm going to see what that's all about.
Is it their fence guy?
No, it is our fence.
Is there a lot to the fence? What could possibly be all about?
You know, how much it's going to cost to get the fence. And if it makes sense for me to do it right
now. Now, is it a fence or is it a wall?
A fence.
Now, are you sure it's not a wall? Slots?
It's slots. It's slots, and my neighbors are going to pay for it.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you already said you had most of your fence.
Yeah, it is. It's like three quarters.
Oh, it's already built. It's already built.
I have three fourths of the fence. I just got to do the sides of the house. The sides, you know, the front. The front? Whatever.
Finish that wall. Finish that wall.
Yeah. And then we move on to the next step of the Greyhound adventure.
So as soon as you complete the wall, the Greyhound, they just going to drop the Greyhound off?
Then I guess, you know, we all get back in touch with them and say, I got the fence. And they'll say, great. And then I don't know what the step is after that. I don't know if I go somewhere and it's like a lineup. I don't know if they just like drop one off via like airdrop.
Loot boxes.
I have no idea.
That's how you get your Greyhound.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, it's a good it's a good saga.
It is. It's not over yet. We'll get some more entertainment out of it, but probably not for a couple of weeks.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How about some Watch This Bitches?
Sure. What did you see in?
We saw Lego Movie, the second part.
Ooh.
Cool. I'm seeing that on Sunday. How was it?
It was pretty good. I think, you know, the problem with the sequel for this movie is that the whole look and style of it was a big part of the appeal. And not just the look, but the comedic timing.
Mm-hmm.
And that can only be new and fresh one time. But I thought the story was pretty good.
You obviously haven't watched the other 20 Lego-themed movies that I have.
No. I try to save it for special occasions.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't want to blow his Lego
at this,
wad.
At this point, I mean, I did my time. Mm-hmm. I don't think they were putting out Lego movies at the pace that they are now, thankfully. But
there's only been four theatrical ones. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Lego Movie, Lego Batman, Lego Ninjago, and Lego
right.
Movie 2.
And then like six DC ones, I think.
The straight to video.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I'll believe you.
Yep. I will too. Well, that's good. Yeah. I definitely want to see Lego Movie 2.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
We have some of the figures.
Nice. We also, there was a snow day this week, so we had a lot of downtime, which was a lot of Apex Legends, and we watched about 2/3 of The Dark Knight, which is on Netflix now.
Which 2/3?
The first 2/3.
It's like my fence.
Right.
Everything but the front part.
I don't think we're going to finish it for a while because it was getting pretty intense. And I, when we were stopping for lunch, I was like, you know, if it's too scary, we don't have to watch this, the rest of it. And he's like, yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Batman Begins might be better for him.
That's scary too with all the nightmares.
Is it though?
Yeah. Those are pretty dark movies.
Yeah, I thought he was ready.
It is called The Dark Knight.
I figured like if he wasn't ready for it, he would tell me. If you know, we could watch it, and he would just say, "I don't want to watch anymore." Which he did.
Just go to the Jack
fun.
Nicholson Batman.
We watched that one already. Yeah, he picked up on the differences in tone and that it was. Hey, how come he's telling different stories about how he got the scars? Is he lying about that? What's happening? Like it's so good. We don't need to review Dark Knight, but damn, it's pretty good.
It's a very good movie.
But it is long. So we watched so much of it, and then
it is like 2.5 hours.
Oh, it was more. It's got to be longer because we watched. It felt like it just never, it was never ending because we still had an hour, like 50 minutes left when we stopped. And we got to when Harvey blew up, basically, and he was like on his hospital bed with the gauze on his face. We didn't even get to see what Two-Face looked like, which is probably good because he's pretty scary looking.
It's awesome looking. They did a good job with that.
Yeah, they did. What else we got here?
I saw Won't You Be My Neighbor, the Mr. Rogers documentary that came out this year.
I would cry so much during that. I don't know that I could handle it.
I didn't like it that much.
I figured.
I think you always hated Mr. Rogers, though, didn't you?
I am a Mr. Rogers fan as much as anyone.
How
I
is that possible when you don't have any emotions?
I remember when he went and he did the episode with Lou Ferrigno and they showed how the Hulk makeup was done. That was my favorite episode of television the first decade of my life.
You're not supposed to remember that part. You're supposed to remember the important life lessons.
Did I tell you about the episode where Mr. Rogers met the Hulk? Because that was pretty cool. So I watched that. And here's my problem with that documentary.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen this a lot in biographical documentaries lately. I watch too many of those, but I think everyone knows that. I don't like it when they flip-flop the timeline too much and they start going in and out of order where they want to like make a character portrait instead of telling the life of the person. It's not that it doesn't work. I mean, it kind of does, but I like it when things go in order. Right. So
no crying, you know, and everything in order.
I think so, yeah.
That's the kind of magic combo. Yeah.
Because they try to like create a narrative, but I could tell that they're forcing the narrative by showing things not in chronological order.
Right.
Is this is this a surprise for you? Like, you don't like surprises, so is it a surprise that it's not in order?
No, it's not that. I just think that it's, I think it loses some cohesion and it hurts more than helps.
I get
what they're trying to do by showing it out of order, by showing what kind of person he was and what kind of person he always was, kind of a thing. But I don't know. It doesn't always work. And they don't tell you what year it is when they're going back and forth. And I kind of want to know where am I at with Mr. Rogers' life at this point? Are you showing me that he was doing this hard, you know, hitting episode on civil rights in 1976?
Is that the one with Lou Ferrigno?
Or are we still in 1967? Yeah, they don't Green even rights. Show the Lou Ferrigno.
I figured that because you would not be this down on this movie if they like had like 45 minutes about the Lou Ferrigno
episode.
He
should have been there. He should have said something. He's like, Mr. Rogers was a great man. So, you know, again, it's fine. It's fine.
I'm glad you think Mr. Rogers' life was fine.
He was fine.
I cried watching the trailer. Like, I know.
The trailer is better than the documentary.
Yeah. I want to see it, but I would have to just tape
it's
the
on
tissues
a, it's on
my
HBO.
Face.
So if you have HBO Go, you could watch it.
My dad canceled it. I don't have it anymore.
What a jerk. I can give you mine if you want.
His cable bill was ridiculous. I was like, why are you paying? I don't know what it was, but it was just a completely ridiculous amount. It's like, what do you need all these channels for? Just, you don't need anything. Just Netflix and Hulu and YouTube. And if you want to
watch the, I also watched The Two Deaths of Sam Cooke on Netflix.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Sam Cooke is?
He was,
a singer. Singer.
So he's a singer and he was in the I don't know. Stray Cats?
Send me,
nope.
Darling, you send me.
Nope.
Honest you do, honest you do. We're having a party.
Nope. Nothing.
Everybody's swinging.
Nope. Wow, you're not picking like the most well-known songs.
What would you pick as the Sam
Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come.
Change Is Gonna Come. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
What a Wonderful World.
Yes, What a Wonderful World.
You've heard that
world.
One, haven't
yep.
you?
Yeah, I know. Yes.
Don't know much about science book.
Book?
Don't know much about the best I took.
Anyway, yes, did you enjoy the movie?
That one is actually pretty good because I didn't know that much about Sam Cooke as a person
did
and
cry?
His life and what he did. and how he got screwed out of a lot of money, and when he was on his way to get his money back is when he got killed. And the
spoiler,
anyway. And I didn't realize all the misinformation about his murder and all of that. You know, was it a cover up? Was it not a cover up? I didn't even know that was even a story. So it shows how, you know, times, what the time was then and how times have changed, and what he went through. And it was very interesting. And that's on Netflix, and I recommend it. It's part of their series of music documentaries. It's made by the same, it's part of the same series as the Nixon and Johnny Cash documentary that I think I talked about before. That was also very good.
Are those two separate documentaries, or that's one?
What the? Oh, Nixon Cash is one documentary.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. That's about the time that Richard Nixon hung out with Johnny Cash.
I got it.
Yeah.
I think, or it could have been that they were enemies.
They were not.
Mm.
Spoiler alert.
I believe it. At Forrest Bates writes in, and he wants to know if we've checked out Doom Patrol.
It's not out yet.
It's not?
No, it's not out until Friday.
Oh, so no. But it's supposed to be, otherwise, it's getting good reviews.
I would have. Yeah. I'm going to watch it. That and Umbrella Academy both come out on Friday. Friday's a big day for releases in general.
What's Umbrella Academy?
That's based on a comic book that I read the first volume of, actually, when that first came out. And I think it's the series based on. And it's pretty good. It was written by Gerard Way, the lead singer of My Chemical Romance. That's his comic book, is Umbrella Academy.
Oh, he does like dance music now.
Okay. I think. So you should check out his show.
Umbrella Academy. There it is.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So check it out. Watch it. You'll probably like it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have umbrellas in it? I love it umbrellas.
It does. It has lots of umbrellas. It's all about umbrellas. It's an umbrella factory, and it's about a group of kids that make umbrellas at the factory, and they sell them downtown. It's a heartwarming tale.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they play the song.
Yes.
Umbrellas.
Then they play the song Umbrellas.
Whatever it is.
And,
umbrella or
the
Umbrellas?
Black Parade.
Black Rain. They watch Black Rain.
Yeah. And then they watch Black Rain. Yes.
Okay, this is a Watch This Bitches related question from @ Carl Kramer. He asks, you can only watch Avengers Endgame or Star Wars Episode 9. You will never find out how the other one ends. Which film are you watching?
We all have the same answer, right?
Not Star Wars. I could care less what happens in the Star Wars trilogy.
Yeah, but you care what happens in Avengers Endgame.
I do care.
Man, don't pretend like
no, I'm, not
I'm
pretending.
Too cool for Avengers.
No,
now.
I didn't mean
oh,
that.
Oh, I'm too. I don't care what happened.
No, I didn't.
Thanos snapped his fingers, and so did I. Meh.
No, I was. You know, it's interesting because the Dark Knight, the ending in the Dark Knight is not exactly a happy ending, and there's not that many movies, the big, you know, big movies that end that way these days. So, Infinity War?
Yes.
Also ended that way, for sure.
Yes, it did. Good work.
So I was telling Ty, because Ty was asking me how Dark Knight, he wanted to know how it ended and stuff. But I was like, I'm not going to tell you, because one day you're going to watch it when you're a little more brave. But, yeah. I told him it had a bummer of an ending, pretty much.
Oh, speaking of Brave, just a quick follow-up. My son did wind up bringing Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark to Show and Tell on Friday.
And was
and
he scared?
And he read the story about the decapitated head that still talks to his class.
Whoa.
And he freaked his class out.
Nice.
Yeah. So I got that going for me. Maybe he'll watch The Dark Knight.
Oof. It's pretty...
I'm waiting for parent teacher night. Did you know that your son?
Hey, he didn't write the book. He just presented it to the class.
And he can read it.
And it's a kid's book.
Yeah, he can read it. Isn't that all that matters?
Exactly.
He's learning.
All right, should we do new releases? It's probably
should we do
not...
the ad first?
We could do the ad
first.
Like,
I feel like it's ad time.
I don't know. I didn't. Okay.
Go for it. GP, all you.
Well, it's very easy to talk about Harry's, of course, because I literally have all their products. In case you don't know, Harry's was started by two guys, Jeff and Andy, who were tired of paying high prices for razor blades. So what'd they do? They started their own company, and now they've got their own factory in Germany making high-quality blades, and they sell them to you at half the price. Direct. And they have a quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days, and they'll give you a full refund. Wombat, have you tried the aftershave mist?
I haven't. I've tried the aftershave like cream. That I use a lot. I like that a lot.
The post-shave balm, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, that is excellent. But I do recommend the spray. The spray, I like to just spray myself in the face with it, even when I'm not shaving. Yes. No, it's good. It's very refreshing. So in the morning, even if I haven't shaved that morning, I find that I'll just spray my whole head with that. Because why not? It smells like, you know, good stuff. It smells like it's helping, Wombat. That's what I'm saying. It's got to be helping. And I need all the help I can get. So Harry's has a special offer for you. You can get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, including a weighted ergonomic handle, a 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade. I love the trimmer blade. Big fan. Rich lathering shave gel and a travel blade cover. Listeners of our show can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/cag. Make sure you go to harrys.com/cag to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you to help support the show. Thank you, Harry's. Thank you, Shipwreck.
Yes. New releases. I like releases.
Uh-huh.
We have...
What do we got?
I'm going to do Switch game or not on the fly.
Okay,
close your eyes.
We'll concentrate on the other consoles while you go.
Uh-huh.
So...
Are we talking about how Crackdown comes out on Friday? That comes. It's not on the list, so I figure I'll just say it.
Oh, I didn't. Did I put the list up? I don't think I did the list.
This is
last
list
week's list
that I found and stuck up here because there was no list.
I forgot to do the
today
list
today when we're recording this.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Crackdown is not on the list, and Far Cry, right? Does that
what
come
is
out
Far
this
Cry?
Week?
Far Cry.
Far Cry.
Yeah.
Far Cry New Dawn.
It's $40. It's $40
oh,
Far Cry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know
I
what
got
I'm saying?
It.
It's called, what's it called, Wombat?
Far Cry New Dawn.
There it is.
And that comes out on Friday, and both Chibi and I have been playing it. what was that supposed to mean?
Somebody played Apex instead of playing Far Cry.
Oh, I've been playing it, and Chibi has it.
I'm sorry. I apologize. It's bad form. Very bad form. Are you even allowed to talk about it? What's the embargo situation?
The embargo situation is up, I believe, the 14th at 8 a.m. or something like that.
Oh, so you're good.
So
to go.
This show will be out in time. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Too bad, because then I wouldn't feel so guilty about not having played it at all. I'm so addicted to Apex Legends. I'm sorry.
We'll talk about that later. But now I'm talking about Far Cry now, which is not bad. I mean, it's a budget release at, you know, $40.
Whoa.
That's kind of not, but I mean, that's cheaper than a brand new game, but I would assume it's.
It's very interesting why what they're doing. I mean, there's no online mode to it at all.
They've done this with every one of these games for years now. Release the.
What?
Yeah, they had
$40 version?
Blood Dragon and. Caveman.
Caveman was a full price game.
No, I thought they have a follow up to Caveman as well. So there was Blood Dragon, and then
there's Primal. Blood Dragon's the only
one.
Wasn't there? Blood Dragon's the only one. No, there's the Trials Blood Dragon, but does that count?
Far Cry spinoffs.
I'm telling you, there's only been this and Blood Dragon, and this
spin-offs.
Isn't like Blood Dragon.
Far Cry Instincts. Wait, no, that's too far back. It's like 2005. Okay.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Primal Blood Dragon Vengeance. That's far. That's a long time ago. All right. Wombat's right.
Yeah. And this is a sequel. This is a direct sequel to Far Cry 5.
Oh, mm-hmm. So it's not even wacky?
So it's not wacky Blood
what
Dragon.
What are we even doing?
Like,
but it's colorful.
It is colorful, and it takes place on a slightly different map. If you played Far Cry 5 and finished it, you're going to like New Dawn a lot more than if you haven't. It's fairly streamlined. It doesn't seem like I'll be honest. I haven't played much of the story missions. I've kind of been dicking around and doing a lot of the side missions and trying to just upgrade my outpost, which is actually there's nothing wrong with that. If that's what I'm looking for in a Far Cry game, the fact that I can do that is kind of cool. The big thing also on this one is, you know, there's the outposts, you take them over and you control them. In this game, what you can do differently is once you control them, you can actually like give it up and get like a reward for giving it up. And then it gets, then you could take it over again, but it's more difficult. And you could do that up to 3 times. So just for the hell of it, I did it. I, you know, did it twice to see how hard the third tier is. And it's hard as balls. So I don't recommend upgrading something to the third tier until you get way into the game, because I don't think I'm quite there yet. The new weapons are fairly interesting. There is online co-op. One of the cool new weapons is the, you know, the buzzsaw gun that shoots buzzsaw blades at people. That's kind of cool. Especially when guys come at you with shields, because they bounce off the ground. So you hit low and they bounce up and they go right under the shield and get a dude. And that's satisfying.
That's pretty cool. Does it doesn't come back to you, though. It's not like the glaive.
Are there any bliss bullets?
Yeah, we need another glaive game.
Are there any bliss bullets?
Huh? They, you know, you do,
anybody with the bliss bullets?
I haven't gone to the part where the bliss is, but I've heard people talking about it. So I have a feeling it comes up.
Did they do any advertising for this game? I feel like this is something I've never heard of.
It's very strange that it's, I mean, again, it's not full priced. It's sort of floating under the radar. It's good. It is. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing bad
it's
about
just the
it.
Same.
There's
nothing, I mean, it's,
you know,
it's five.
I played a lot. It's just, it's more right. of Far Cry 5. Exactly. If you thought Far Cry 5 was too short and you wish there was another, I have no idea how long it is.
I think that was
hours.
The general consensus was that it was too short. I think that's what I heard everybody say.
Yeah. You know what? If they made this game with it and took out the online nonsense from Far Cry 5 and had New Dawn in there instead, I would have been a lot happier. Mm.
Metro Exodus also comes out this week.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So there are some big releases this week.
A lot of games.
You got Crackdown, Far Cry, and Metro. And Crackdown I'm going to play because I have Game Pass.
Now, does Anthem come out if I have, if yeah, I have
check,
EA
if
access?
If you have EA access, you'll be able to play that this week as well.
What if the moon is aligned with Jupiter and I pre-ordered the deluxe edition?
Well, then it's the dawning of the Age of Aquarius.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Metro Exodus might be the winner for me.
I guess we'll find out. Did you finish your list yet? Can I go back to the page?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't see anything else worth talking about since I already talked about Far Cry.
Okay. So you recommend it sounds like?
I do. Okay. I'll give it a thumbs up.
I'll play it before next week.
I'm sure if you really liked Far Cry 5 and you want to continue that story, then you're going to like this. If you're not that interested in that, but you want to play more Far Cry, I would say wait for it to go down even more.
Ooh, I got to play so much Apex Legends, though.
I know. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
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 Should I start to...
I just sort of switched up some of the existing names. And you're gonna
I see that. So which one was it? 98 Moves? Is that the fake one?
Yes. It's not. Okay. 99 Moves is the real one.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Keep going.
Blaze Blue Central Fiction Special Edition.
No.
Yeah, I know. That's a real game. It's probably pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Doom and Destiny?
No, it's real.
Wow, that is a great name.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that legally.
Mario and Halo is coming out.
I love this idea of just taking two existing franchise names and just putting an and in between them.
Right.
This is fantastic.
Sounds so wrong.
No, it's great. Call of Duty and Overwatch.
Yeah. Good luck.
Pocket Pharmacy?
What? Oh, a Pocket Pharmacy. Well, the choice was Pocket Pharmacy or Pocket Academy.
I think Pocket Academy is real and Pocket Pharmacy is fake.
You're correct.
Yay.
Shanky the Vegan's Nightmare?
No, that's a real game.
That's a real one. All right. Yeah. That's good.
Oh, wait, the blind princess and the liar prince, or the liar princess and the blind prince?
Right, they both make sense. I'm not even sure which is the real one myself. No, I know.
It's the blind princess and the liar prince is the fake one.
Correct.
Yeah.
Good man. They're both $40, though. Well, only one is, I guess.
Is that it?
Ping Pong Trick Shot Evolution is something I want to Google right now.
Oh, is that the follow-up to the Wii game that was beer pong?
Yes.
Fantastic.
It's multiplayer, apparently.
Just what you need.
Let's see. It is beer pong. I'm not interested in beer pong. Oh, it's... I feel like, you know, beer pong, it's really annoying because when you go into drugstores, you see these shitty ping pong balls and it's just so people can play beer pong. I think that's disrespectful.
Right. Not nearly as many people are playing beer pong as they are ping pong.
That's what's so wrong with this country. That's why everything is shitty in this country. Every other country has it right. They have less beer pong and more ping pong. The ratio. They have the proper ratio. Right, Wombat?
Right. Thank What's you. Next?
I don't know.
Are we done with new releases?
EvoLand came out. EvoLand Legendary Edition came out for Xbox and Switch.
What is that?
EvoLand, we talked about that years ago. It was on Steam where it's the overhead kind of Zelda-looking game that as you progress through the game, it upgrades from 8-bit to 16-bit.
Oh, wow. Clever.
So, yes. There were fun little games. This is EvoLand 1 and 2 in one convenient package. Sweet. $5 on PC or $20 on consoles.
That's ridiculous. Okay.
Wombat, it's time for your new section.
Wombat's awesome Apex Assault, you
yeah.
say?
Yeah.
I like it.
You like it?
I do.
I don't know if I like that you like it. The whole joke before was that you didn't like Overwatch.
I know, but I'm an Apex champion. Are you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And we both did nothing to get our teams, our squads
that
there.
Is,
but
that is true. Actually, no, I had two revives.
Well, what I had things. I helped too, but I didn't like set the world on fire or anything.
I revived my teammate that wound up being the one who got all the kills.
Wait, this is not the time to talk about the awesome Apex Assault. It's the time to do the news and multi-platforming.
Oh, okay. So what's next?
I don't know. Look at the outline.
Okay. act a Blizzard King.
Wombat has two monitors now, so it's going to be very difficult for us to hold his attention.
Actually, I have the outline on one monitor, and I just have the audio file on the other. But that's okay.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yes. Active Blizzard King laid off 800 people this week.
Right.
Even after having their best year ever.
No, is that what happened? Was it their best year ever or they had record revenue?
Record revenue.
I mean, that might be their qualify as saying that it's their best year ever. I don't know.
Well, I mean.
Sounds like
was it profits or revenue? It was revenue?
Revenue.
Revenue.
Okay. There's a big difference
profit.
There.
They had profit. It was a profitable year for them.
Yeah, but I mean, your biggest revenue year doesn't exactly always equate to your biggest profit year. They're not. Yes. They're independent of one another.
We right. get it.
Anyway, so they laid off 8% of their workforce. Yep. It seemed like it was mostly marketing people.
Was it?
I think
it was,
so.
I don't know.
It was marketing and esports, I think, were the majority of the people affected, but that is just what I've read online. I don't know for sure.
Right. So there, I noticed that there's definitely a lot of articles on gaming news sites mm-hmm. that were pretty very aggressive against Activision. I'm referring specifically to the one that I read on Waypoint, which yep. you know is fine. I mean, that's certainly people are allowed to write whatever they want.
I think it's just, you know, because it comes out the same week that Bobby Kotick's annual salary came out. And it was
no, it's always out. It's a public company. So
that's what I mean.
It wasn't that. It was they were hiring a new CFO.
Yeah, and you know, to make to make $25 million and then make let go 800 people is
bad optics.
There's a disconnect there.
They call that bad optics, Wombat.
Yes, that is bad optics for sure.
I think part of the problem.
At the same time, they're not like profit and revenue. They're not exactly connected.
Well, sure, but I think the bigger problem is that they don't have any games coming out.
Yeah, that's the reason. The logical reason why they went through the layoffs is because last year might have been great for them, but this year they don't have a whole lot going on.
But is it worth it to retain the employees for when they do?
They
because well, even though this is an off year now, I would say 2020 will probably not.
Well, a lot of people were working on Destiny. I mean, I don't know what you know. Some of the people were working on Destiny. That's not a thing that's coming back.
But there's the next thing. It's not like there's not going to be something else.
Right. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, if you think about how Activision has changed in like the last 5 years, and even before that, the 5 years before that, like – they used to just be pumping out games.
Oh,
like,
yeah, and they stopped that completely. And
all now over the place. Now they have like three franchises now.
Yeah. Destiny, Call of Duty, and
no,
what
Destiny,
am I missing?
Not anymore.
Not Destiny.
Yeah.
Destiny's off right now, but I'm
no, sure. They lost it. They're gone. Destiny's
oh,
gone.
Destiny's
right,
gone.
They're gone. You're right. Wow. Sorry, I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
So it's Call of Duty and what?
Blizzard stuff. So
Diablo.
Hearthstone. Overwatch. Mm. You know, if they make another World of Warcraft, obviously.
World of Warcraft.
If they make another proper Warcraft game. It is weird. Like where are the games?
Well, yeah, I firmly believe they saw what Rockstar was doing, which is make a very low quantity of games but make sure that they're all like super
billion-dollar games,
yeah. And then you can it's a much more focused approach. Like
is fine, but I guess you know this is a company that has 8,000 employees. I mean, if 8% is 800,
right.
They have around 8,000 employees. So it's
well, that's why they're getting rid of some a little bit at a time, maybe.
So basically the question is this 800 people, is this an isolated incident based on course correction due to the loss of Destiny, or is this a trend that's only going to get, you know, this month it's 800 and 3 months from now it's 1600. And then the next thing you know, in 2 years, Activision is a company of like, you know, 200 people.
I like Shipwreck's idea thinking in that they're looking at games like Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead that not only do they sell a jillion copies, but the people just keep playing it and pumping more and more money into it. And
well, yeah, they could
modes.
Do that with Call of Duty.
And they do, but it doesn't. I don't think it's the same.
Well,
type
they
of thing.
Need to. They haven't done that with Call of Duty, but they can do that.
It's a different type of game, though.
Well, it's a different type of game today,
done it to an extent.
You
could take something like Grand Theft Auto Online or Red Dead Online and that kind of game and change it out from cowboys or guys on the street to soldiers. And it's just a big open world MMO.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be the same type of game. It's the business structure, not the game type.
Well, Chibi was saying that that's not that was
no. I'm talking about like big a game that's super big single player game that lasts forever, multiplayer mode that also gets new content updated all the time and with tons of microtransactions.
And there's no reason why you can't wrap the Call of Duty name.
Well, but they haven't done that yet.
I know they haven't done it yet. It doesn't mean they can't do it.
They could.
It's totally doable. If anything, that's where that franchise should go.
But they just took the story out. They're heading in a different direction, apparently. I don't know what direction that is. They they're not really
forward-thinking.
Agile, I guess is what I'm saying, Activision. They don't seem to be responding to the industry trends very quickly.
Maybe that's part of what they're working on. I don't know. I mean, it's shitty however you look at it.
Like Blizzard, they have Blizzard, and Blizzard's, you know, got some big games, but Blizzard doesn't make a lot of games, and no, it doesn't.
They do they do things the way Rockstar does. Mm-hmm. They release one game every X
whenever it's ready.
It's
like
huge.
It's
yeah.
They're just like, all right, whenever it's done, it's going to be done, and you know that's why. I don't know where's that's why Diablo's not out.
Diablo Mobile's coming.
Announced. It's just weird. Like I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's, certainly I don't want to see anybody get laid off or lose their job, and I hope everybody
right.
finds jobs very quickly.
Absolutely.
But this isn't exclusive to Activision. This isn't exclusive to video games. This is how businesses are run.
Right. But you know what the difference is, I think, in people's minds? And I can't really fault them for it. They see executives I'm talking about for a video game company. See executives like a Bobby Kotick making $30 million. And they know that like those executives are not involved really in the creative process.
His day-to-day may not be very much.
In terms of like the games that are making that are bringing in the money, right?
There's someone who probably missed every one of their child's life events for a year.
Right, exactly.
Call of Duty, that lost their job this week.
Right.
Meanwhile, Bobby Kotick, who probably hasn't missed a ballet recital in 10 years, made $30 million.
So I think when people see like the artists themselves, who they look up to and respect because they're creating these games that they love, aren't being pushed aside like garbage, while the executives who don't even get their hands on the games or have really any input at all are making, you know, millions and millions of dollars. It doesn't seem fair. And I get it. Like if you substitute video games for hammers, I doubt that people would be as sympathetic. You know, it's just that there's artists at work here, literal artists at work here, and they get laid off and, you know, people feel bad for them. And it makes sense.
I get it.
And I don't understand. I also don't
understand. Rick doesn't get it. He thinks everyone should just be let go.
I understand both sides of it, I would say.
But I certainly understand why people say, why does a CFO need to make $20 million? Like what about the CFO? What if you got a CFO who made $1 million?
Well, then
he would
even go to another company that would pay him the $20 million.
I just don't get, like, you can't get a good guy for $1 million? Like that, like he can't do math or whatever? Like what do you need? The CFO is just like, you're doing the
or
finances.
Or even $10 million. I'm sure there are a lot of great CFOs that would do the job for $10 million. And you could probably have kept, I don't know, 600 of the 800 employees.
I know it doesn't work that way, but don't look at it as employees, but maybe look at it, you could fund a whole nother game. You could pay for a whole nother game to come out every year. It's just, where are the products coming out of Activision?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I get that, but at the same time, the stocks are up.
Well, again,
right?
Mm-hmm. Of course the stock, the stocks are up because they let
people
go.
Well, it's a combination of good news.
We can make, you know, they're saying they're going to be able to make more money with less people. Your stocks
well,
go
and
up.
It was
That's
good news
works.
on the revenue front from the past year.
Yeah.
And the stocks
revenue
were already down because of the Bungie news.
That's a lot of people working for Activision.
That's what I, to me, it's
why
like,
are there
it's
so many
8,
people?
000,
what are they making?
8,000 people working for Activision sounds like so many people to me, but what do I know?
I mean, if they were putting out, how many games are they putting out a year?
Well, there's also Candy Crush is part of that.
But whatever. Still, 9,000 people?
Candy Crush, Diablo, World of Warcraft, Hearthstone, Overwatch, Call of Duty.
That's a lot of people, dude.
I'm just saying.
That's like 1,000 people working on each game.
I guess. It's a lot of people. I don't know.
I don't know either. How about this next story, Wombat? Have you been following this next one?
I know only very little about it.
Deadmau5.
Deadmau5, you dropped the homophobic F-bomb.
Yes.
And was given a suspension from Twitch.
Yes.
So he quit Twitch.
Yes.
So my advice for Mr. Deadmau5 is A, learn how to play a musical instrument and stop using.
How do you know he doesn't know how to play a musical instrument?
Because all he does is like he.
You
like,
don't know what he does.
He puts on a helmet and he plays a CD and then he goes.
No, that's not. What he does.
Anyway, we're not. Ryan that's Adams not what we're thing talking. To say. That's a really weird thing to say when the other news is out today.
That.
He puts on a helmet, he plays a CD,
he says homophobic
slurs, and goes home.
No. I think as a 38-year-old, I get, first of all, did you read his response, like his I'm taking my ball and going home letter?
Yeah, it was dumb. He's a child.
But he's you know how old he is?
38.
Right.
Yeah, he's a 38-year-old child that hasn't been accountable for anything for about a decade now, and good for him and his giant mouse head.
When you read the letter, you can tell.
I literally don't care.
I mean, it's just his ego. You know, he was scolded.
That's what I mean.
He was scolded by Twitch.
I'm not gonna entitle him.
No, I mean it's just like a very. I think he's gonna actually apologize because. He's basically dying on a hill of I want to be able to say the F word, the three letter F word, or I guess more. No, I don't know what he said the 5-letter one.
Oh wait, there's new news on this. Apparently, Activision has just hired Deadmau5 to play a concert for all the people they laid off.
Very funny.
Remember what he played at the Activision event at E3? That's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, he was scolded by Twitch, and he's like, you know what? I feel like I should be able to say whatever I want anywhere, and fuck you. I'm just gonna not.
That's his prerogative.
On your platform, which it seems like it's a very immature response.
Where's a mouse head?
I know.
Where's a mouse head? He makes mix CDs. Good for him.
He's 38. He should know that word doesn't really belong to straight
people.
How
do I
anymore.
Get rich playing mix CDs?
He's rich.
At people's parties for a living.
He produces music, Wombat. He makes songs that are popular.
No, he doesn't.
And are good. He does. What do you mean? No, he doesn't. It's a fact.
He makes mix CDs. He doesn't. And plays video
tapes,
games.
On cassette
the
tapes. Mixtapes. You mean?
Yeah. He makes mixtapes.
Yeah.
I'm probably pissing off so many people. Deadmau5 is my favorite.
He's good, Wombat.
I have all his albums. I got Deadmau5.
It's not bad.
I got Deadmau5 4.
He's pretty good for.
He's not bad. He obviously he's very talented. People love him. He has an ego. Who wouldn't if you were in his shoes? He reacted poorly.
Is he the Gnarls Barkley guy?
What?
Is he the other half of Gnarls Barkley, or is that someone else?
I don't think he has.
I don't think he has anything to do with Gnarls Barkley.
Why do I think he was?
Wasn't that the guy from Blur and CeeLo Green?
I know it's CeeLo, but I thought it was Deadmau5 in him. I could be making that up.
I think so. I think he deleted his letter that he wrote, his goodbye letter. I think he realized that comes across
Danger
poorly.
Danger Mouse? Is that who you're thinking of?
It's Danger Mouse. Okay. If you're going to get mad at me for mixing up Danger Mouse and Deadmau5,
I won't.
Then I don't know. That's not that crazy.
It's not. I forgive you.
Thank you.
I don't. You admit that he has must have.
Who's
some
your
talents.
Favorite mouse based DJ? Well, I bet.
No. Deadmau5.
I
like the cartoon
Danger
Mouse
Danger Gray Mouse. Album was pretty good.
Yes, I have that.
And his
that is good.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force stuff. Pretty good.
I need to investigate.
he's Canadian? Whoa.
Can we talk about Apex Legends for like a minute?
Also, the
or
Danger
two?
Mouse cartoon. Top notch.
That's good.
Yes,
that's
I was a big fan of that. Huge fan. I think I probably watched all of them. Mm-hmm. That was my thing.
Okay, what do you want to say about Apex?
Well, they have 25 million users, players already. Mm-hmm. They've only been out for a week. I really like it a lot. I'm pretty addicted to it.
I will say this. I was tempted to get that $4.25 starter pack.
What's that?
It just gives you 600 of the coins.
Okay.
And like 2 skins, I think, or something. But it would give me enough coins with my EA Access coins to get the two locked players.
Just get the Founders Pack.
That's like $30.
Yeah, but it's a free game. You're going to spend a lot of money.
What am I going to do? What is in that? Nothing. It's right?
Coins. A lot of coins and skins and just good
feelings.
Yeah, but
feelings. I don't want the. I just want the I'm missing the two dudes.
It's good. Mostly
I could spend
good,
$4 and get the two dudes.
It's mostly good times in there.
I don't know. I think I'd rather spend the $4 just get the people. I don't really care that much okay. about the skins.
I just want you invested. That's all.
I am invested. We played yesterday and we had a good time.
We played with Ty.
I know.
Because he was home.
You are a difficult person to play with, but it's still fun.
I like to make sure people are doing the right thing. Yeah, and I'm,
No, you do. What? See, the thing is, I don't agree with your strategy. I don't think it works.
What do you mean? I have a lot of experience in the Battle Royale genre.
And yeah, and for some reason, you're not very good at it.
That's just because I'm old and slow.
It's because you insist on being as far outside the circle as possible and never getting close to it.
That's not what happens at all.
10 seconds left. And then it's like, oh, we better get inside the circle.
It's never a problem. And especially in the first circle, it doesn't matter. You have so much time. It's just,
it's
trust me on this.
It's never as much
time. Wombat, you know how many hours? It's like me trying to advise you on Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't dare to do so because I know that I'm lacking in the hours put into it.
Or Assassin's Creed Odyssey as well.
No, I have the hours put into that.
You do. I can't believe you haven't finished that yet. It's hard.
Well, no, we play, here's my, every night, okay? 9 o'clock, play Assassin's Creed for an hour. 10 o'clock, watch something for an hour. Netflix or whatever. Then go to bed.
You should just lower that difficulty down.
Nah, I'm not in a rush. We're almost there. All right. We're going to get there. I'm killing all the animals, the legendary animals to level up.
I did that skill chain is good. You get a whole outfit for that.
Yep, I'm done. I'm about to hand in my pelts.
Nice. Get that outfit.
Thank you. At 101 asks what our favorite characters are to use in Apex Legends.
I like Pathfinder the robot.
I like Lifeline the woman.
Yeah. I like the robot because he has a grappling hook. And I like shooting the zip cord.
And he says fun things with the robot voice.
And he says fun things with the robot voice. And that's basically it, right?
Chip, you got to get in on this.
Me?
What's happening? Yeah. Three to a squad. And we're three people.
Farm together. I bought the $3.99 DLC for that. I can grow wasabi now.
The
Japanese pack.
Is it authentic?
I sure.
Is it racist?
I haven't dug into it enough yet to make a call on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let us know.
I think I can. There might be like the geisha face paint stuff. That might be something I can do to my character now. I can't decide if that's racist or not. I don't know.
It's not.
I don't know the line there. I honestly can't tell.
I don't know. If you're your characters
are
white.
My dude's
right?
a white dude with red hair and a beard.
Oh, a guy? I don't think a guy. Well, that would be more of like a
right.
performer.
I didn't know what that was called.
That's called...
I do know what it's called, but it's not coming to my...
Co or something? I don't know. I forgot. I saw one of those plays when I lived in Japan. Japanese white face. Let's see where that gets us.
No place good.
Don't confuse Japanese kids in white face with wanting to be white. That could lead us in a nice area. Here's geisha. Isn't it like called Co or something?
I don't know. Can we move? Let's move. We have a big Nintendo thing to talk about. I say
Nintendo.
Let's talk about Nintendo.
They have a new game that came out today. Tetris 99,
like the Bruce Springsteen song.
No, not
that
like that.
Did that joke just?
Yeah,
me?
Yeah. Yes. I was working my way through Bruce Springsteen songs, and it was not there. Yeah, it's Battle Royale, but with Tetris. And it's free for Nintendo Switch Online members.
Oh,
right. Wow. I was like, oh, I really want to check this out. I don't know.
Right.
Well, technically $20.
Right. Or technically it's $20 game.
$20.
Right. I don't want to invest money to be shitty at Tetris.
I mean, it's just Tetris.
I'm already having people kick my ass in real Battle Royale. Do I really need them kicking my ass in Tetris Battle Royale?
No, you do not.
I don't think
It's kind of cool, though, that it came out.
No, I think it's very cool. No,
there's nothing wrong with it. I think it's great. I think people are going to play it and enjoy it. I'm just not one of those people, and that's perfectly fine.
I suck at Tetris. I'm happy to say that.
I agree with that.
that Legend of Zelda Link to the Past remake looks pretty sweet. That's supposed to come out this year, and I will buy that. So there.
Sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that looks cute. It looks like a way to get a Zelda game out.
Yep.
Right.
I'm here for it.
So, Super Mario Maker 2.
I never played the first one.
Okay.
But I don't know how interested I am in it. I'm not a fan of games where, you know, I have to make things.
You don't have to make things, though.
I want the game
to people make them.
I want the game to be pre-made.
Well, there's...
No, I think this is going to be good on Switch, though.
All right.
This is a good fit. People have been waiting for this, I think.
I'm not saying it's not for other people.
I'm in agreement that I don't like having to make my games or play user created stuff, but the first game had a good kind of framework to it where I didn't end up playing a lot of crap. Like
I haven't played, you know, there's that other Super Mario that just came out, the Super Mario whatever it was, Deluxe on the Wii U, that one.
Oh, okay.
That just came out for the Switch.
Sure.
I never played that, so I would probably want to play that first.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's no making.
Sure.
I'm waiting for that to drop. Maybe
I would say that is a fine game, but a less interesting game than Mario Maker.
Well, I guess, you know, I'll wait and see. You know, I could also always wind up getting both of them. That is also in the realm of possibility. Could happen. And also Marvel Ultimate Alliance is coming out this summer. So that's exciting. Play as Captain Marvel. And what else did they? And they announced some other stuff that I don't care about.
Mortal Kombat. They're getting Mortal Kombat.
Are they?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
I was curious about that, and now I know.
And more Star Fox content in Starlink.
Disney Tsum Tsum Festival could be.
Yeah, that game looks like hot garbage.
That could be something that could be a hit in my house.
I know it would be, but it looks like hot garbage.
That sounds like the garbage we like.
Mm-hmm.
Assassin's Creed 3 remastered.
Somebody joked about that on Twitter, and maybe that must have been.
Yeah,
after
I think
you joke
about that after because.
No, I saw that same joke. It was before.
Was it?
It was before, right?
Yeah.
It was from Shanafan?
I think so.
Well, they announced.
Here it is. Joking aside, I think they will announce Assassin's Creed 3 remastered for Switch, and that was at 4:38
PM. But I think they announced Assassin's Creed Remastered for other things prior to this, right?
Yeah. That game was announced prior to it. Just not on the Switch.
That's a
game you can remaster, I guess.
Sure. Which one is that one?
Is that
Italy?
No. This is American Revolution, isn't it?
Oh, that's that one. Okay, yeah. I gotcha.
I hope they remastered it to take away the first 2 hours of that game. That would be the perfect remaster of that game.
You could fast forward through that.
I have no interest in going backwards in Assassin's Creed.
No, exactly.
You hate things that aren't in chronological order.
That is true. But also, the games have gotten so much better in the way that those games are played.
Right.
I would be I would want to do all the things I could do in the current one and not be able to do it, and that would be frustrating.
This is the game when I spent like 45 minutes on a stealth mission and then accidentally killed a guy who ended up being George Washington.
Yes.
And I was like, all right, nice work. I'm out.
That, if that was today's Assassin's Creed, that wouldn't happen. You wouldn't have to start that over. It's much less. I agree with
you. Do you think they announce a new Assassin's Creed this year that comes out this year, or do you think they're taking a year off? Because they've done two in a row now, 2 years in a row.
Can't they take a year off and get Prince of Persia done?
Maybe. And is there a lot of demand for
and,
it?
And
yeah,
Ghost
be.
Recon Wildlands Everybody 2, knows. Do you think that's out by 2020?
They're still like making new stuff for Wildlands 1, right?
No, they're just doing like online stuff, right. But there's no single player new stuff.
Well, yeah, but still, that's still like
they haven't abandoned
ways
the game,
to make
no.
money on that game.
Yeah, please, Rainbow Six. What is it? Rainbow Six has season 4 with 8 new characters in it.
I'm gonna need a table to understand how to play these Ubisoft games.
Yeah, I and it's funny because it always goes on sale, and I'm like, $50 to have every character in Rainbow Six.
Don't bother. Just invest in Apex Legends.
I thank you.
Put all resources
into
Apex Legends.
I don't have $50 anyway, so it's okay.
You don't have $50. Okay. Just invest in reading strategy guides about Apex Legends. That's free.
Get $50 worth of fence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they don't have $50, because I know I need to buy a fence.
This fucking dog.
Please.
This dog better pull its weight.
Yeah, this dog better pull something.
Like what?
I have no idea. That sounded very inappropriate.
Your finger?
Yes. I'll blame it on the dog.
Mm. All right. Let's do CAGBAG.
Sure.
Can't blame that on the dog.
No.
At Matt Duranto wants some Kingdom Hearts 3 progress from Shipwreck.
0% progress because we're still working on Kingdom Hearts 1.
There you go. I don't like this one. Oh, here's another Shipwreck question from at Spunkstain. Oh, that's not nice. I'd like to get Shipwreck's thoughts on the 2019 Reds roster now that it's baseball season. Will the Reds have a 500 win-loss record this year?
I hope they're slightly above 500. They were really bad last year, if you didn't know.
I didn't know.
One of the worst teams in baseball, I believe. Certainly for most.
You still have your tickets?
No, we got rid of them when they traded all of our favorite players away. Or the majority of our favorite players, like a couple years ago. But now they've got like Yasiel Puig and a bunch of decent starting pitching. So it should be at least a fun team to watch. But their division's really hard. So we'll see.
Speaking of sports ball.
Uh-huh.
I tried to get you for your birthday one of those Cameo messages. You know what Cameo is?
Yeah, the Xbox game.
Word up?
No. It's like this service where you can get celebrities to like record video messages for you.
Oh, I've never heard of
it's
this.
Like wish you happy birthday. So
who'd you go for? Shaquille O'Neal.
No, I tried to get like somebody on the Bengals.
Oh.
So I showed it to your wife. I showed like the list.
Uh-huh.
And she came up with Tyler Eifert.
Okay.
But
sure.
But he didn't do it. He has a week to do it, and if he doesn't do it, it just expires and you don't get charged. So he just didn't. He was just like, I filled out this whole thing. Like,
he probably got hurt.
I'm looking at this site now, by the
way. Oh, it's great. You don't know about this?
I've never heard of this before.
It's good.
Ooh, I could have New York Giant Orion Stewart.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can get everybody. Get Gilbert
for $30.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do we get on there?
You can go on there. You could do it.
Well, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, because there's someone on there just says nobody, $5.
No, you can do it. You can. Anybody, I think, can sign up for as long as you got something going on, I think.
Norm McDonald, $150.
Wombat, why don't you do it?
I probably should. Patrick Chung, $150. Mm-hmm. That's a lot for Patrick Chung. I mean, he's very good.
What are you going to charge?
I would charge $15. Does that sound reasonable?
That sounds good.
Podcast legend.
You're only gonna get like $7.50 probably.
Okay.
I mean, you're gonna probably have to.
You know
split what? It.
You know how much I'm getting from this site now?
$0.50.
$0.00. So $7.50. I'm ahead.
Fucking yeah. What's wrong with this Tyler Eifert guy?
Ooh, I could get Nev Schulman from Catfish.
I don't know. He gets hurt a lot. So.
But why can't he? But he just has to film the thing on his phone. And well,
he might have gotten injured.
I wrote that you are a big Bengals fan and that you ran track in college.
Why would you?
Okay. I got to give him stuff to talk about.
Oh, okay.
But I should get Tommy Chong to record something for my kids.
I wrote that you had a good 3-point shot.
Okay, good.
And that you are a podcast host and that you are a great dad and husband. I'm just assuming that. I don't know.
I was going to say, you don't know that last
one. Seems like he's doing a pretty good job. on both parts.
Good.
But he was like, fuck it. But he's done them for other people. Weird. Hmm.
I don't know. Did you happen to watch his injury that he had this year?
No, it's bad. Rough.
Yeah, his leg was like on backwards from the knee down.
Maybe he's just been like, he's in surgery or something. He's just so high right now. Can't do any cameos. Wombat, stop looking through all the cameos.
I can't help it. You got me on this thing now. Ooh, I get Michael Floyd to do one.
Apparently, I heard on Howard Stern, they as like a goof, they hired Debbie Gibson to do one for one of the guys. Okay. And she did an amazing... And she didn't know that it was like for somebody on the Stern Show, because she does it for everybody. They're like amazing. Yeah. They're just like, she sits at the piano, she sings a song.
Ship, I know you want Roger Clemens.
That's probably too much.
$500.
No. This guy was only $100.
Well, thank you for the present.
I hope you really enjoyed it.
I did.
Yeah.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah. I'll make it up to you in the summertime. I'll try to save your kid from falling in the water and skin up my other leg.
That will be more than worth it.
I'm much more fit now, so I feel like I could maybe get away from the table this time.
I am totally riveted by this.
What are you gonna do? Do you want to interact with some celebrities?
I mean it's actually a really good gift idea.
Right.
I know some people that would enjoy.
I have an idea for one for you, actually. I was gonna do.
Oh yeah?
But I don't want you to. I don't want to talk about it because it's going to ruin.
So don't.
I bet you he's on there.
Happy birthday from Lou Ferrigno.
Check
and
to see if he's
Rogers.
On there. I bet you he's on there.
You have to log in, and I'm not.
They have these.
You can get a message from Lou Ferrigno to Wombat specifically talking about the time that he was on Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
That'd be good.
And then I might cry, and then you'll have that on footage.
I don't think you would.
Then you can film it.
If I thought you would cry, I would do it. Let's see. Lou.
I might. You never know.
Lou Ferrigno Jr. Lou Ferrigno Jr.
That's not the same.
Jr. Is this his son?
I think so. You think he's an actor?
He's a pop surreal artist and a soulful Scorpio. $40. All right. What else we got here? Cag bag.
I think we're good.
Oh, you don't want any more cag bag?
I think we're good.
How about some of that?
It's getting late. It's late.
Oh, fine. Everybody, Wombat is ending the show. I'm ready to do another 45 minutes. Easy. Uh-huh. Nah, it's good. We had a fun time, I think, and that's the important thing.
Yeah.
Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck. Of course, follow at Video Game Deals. You know, my neighbor didn't shovel his two neighbors in a row didn't shovel their sidewalks.
Awful.
Very treacherous.
Mm-hmm.
I cursed them as I walked by their house. I farted in front of their house.
In their general direction?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I don't think they got inside, though.
Gotcha.
All right, let's say goodbye. We'll see you guys next week.
Bread's done.
I like to play games and you guys watch me. I like this digital paparazzi. Sometimes the action gets hot and heavy. My anger grows and my hands are sweaty. There is hatred, there is fear. I don't care if you are queer. I'm a big star, can't you see? Who are you? Don't scold me. I want the right to use any word I want in front of all the many fans that I have. I know it's a slur, oh well. I'll take my ball and head on home to die upon this hill that I made.